Joan, I'm not sure what to do now. Before she was playing, I was thinking to myself that I just can't contain myself. And I was feeling guilty about it, as if there was like something wrong with me. And then she plays the song, and the words say, the rocks and the hills and mountains cry out. The creation can't help but cry out. And yet men refuse to pray. I wanted to talk about truth this morning. And I already know I can't start here, so I'm going to pray first. If you join me, let's pray together and ask that God would speak to us. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your goodness to us. Father, forgive us. Forgive us, Lord, when we neglect prayer, the opportunity to commune with you, the living God, Lord. Forgive us of our lack of passion and zeal, Lord. Forgive us, Father, for those moments when we think we have to have everything just right and perfect. It's not about us, Lord, it's about you. And Lord, if we're not going to do it, all of creation will cry out about your glory and your goodness, Lord. So, Father, this morning we pray that through your word we might hear from you, and that it wouldn't just be words on a page or words on our ears, but it would be a your voice speaking into our lives, that we wouldn't be content with where we are, but that we would trust you and want further into trust and love with you, Lord. Overwhelm us with your goodness. And we trust you, Lord. I trust you. We trust you this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So I'm going to talk about truth a little bit this morning. So what is true? What is true this morning? I mean, we are the church, we're here to worship the Lord, and as his people, we're called to worship in spirit and in truth, to be true worshipers. But what is true this morning? Last week, we started this series called Breaking Free, and I'm hoping that over these few weeks, we can either rebuild or establish the foundation to understand that freedom is found in Jesus Christ, and apart from him, we are not free. So what is truth this morning? Here's a powerful verse, a powerful statement. Many of you have heard it before. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Have you heard that verse before? If you've not heard it, you've at least seen John 3:16 somewhere out there in the world. But have we come to really know this verse this morning? Do we know this truth? For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Do we know this truth today? Anyone who believes in Jesus will not perish, but have eternal life. God gave us this gift, the gift of his one and only Son. He freely gave of himself so that we might have life. But not just life now, eternal life that begins in this moment. So you don't have to live in your past. You don't have to go day by day just replaying in your mind everything that you've done in the past. You don't have to live that way. You don't have to live in sin, in destruction. You have the opportunity to choose life by believing in Jesus. I'm going to go so far this morning as to say that you have the right to remain free. Now, some of you, maybe in your life, you've heard that you have the right to remain silent. Maybe you've heard that. But I want us to know this morning that you have the right to remain free. In Jesus, we have the right to remain free. So tell me about it, Pastor, you ask. Well, you have this right if, and this is where many of us want to fill in the blanks. You have the right to remain free if you're a good person, or if you do good things, if you talk a certain way, look a certain way, act a certain way. These are our explanations. These are the words that we would insert. But can we really fill in our own blanks to make this statement true? You have the right to remain free if... The world would love to fill that in for us. In fact, the world does a pretty good job of trying to define what truth is for each one of us. But what has God said? And what is God saying right now? I want us to take a look this morning at the Gospel of John, chapter 8. John chapter 8, Jesus is speaking to the believers about freedom. Last Sunday, in the first week in this series, we were in Romans 8. This morning we're in John 8. That's just for your memory. John 8, verse 31. Jesus is speaking to the Jews who had believed in him. Jesus said, "If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are Abraham's descendants and have never been slaves to anyone. How can you say that we shall be set free?" Jesus replied, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Now a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever. So if the son sets you free, you'll be free indeed." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Jesus is speaking to those who have already believed in him. They've already made a decision. They've made a choice. So how are these believers living now that they believed? Are their lives changed in some way? Have they been marked? Are they distinct and different than they used to be? Are they living in the freedom that comes from God? Here, even as Jesus is speaking, there is some confusion that's happening. There's confusion about freedom. Jesus says, if you hold to my teachings, if you follow me, then you are free. But those that were listening were already free, or so they thought. And I'm going to pause there because this microphone's in my face. And I really need this. And I don't want you to hear this. So ponder about freedom for a moment. I'm going to blame that on Joan, so thank you, Joan. Jesus is talking about freedom, and he's talking to those who have already believed. And there's confusion, because they thought they were already free. You see, they thought, because they were descendants of Abraham, that they were in. That their heritage, the tradition that they were born into, that secured everything that they needed. They thought they were already free. And that right there is the problem. And I think oftentimes for us, that right there is the problem. We think we are already free. Wait, what? Are you saying that I'm not free this morning? What are you talking about? Oh, we're free. We're free. We can make our own choices. But there's a difference between free will and freedom. I'm free, you say, but where does that freedom come from? Is it something you were taught? Were you born into it? Did you earn it somehow? The freedom that Jesus is speaking about is more than a feeling. Jesus tells the Jews who had believed in him that the truth will make them free. But they're confused because in their minds, they're not slaves. Why would Jesus say such a thing? That the truth would set them free. Doesn't he know who they are? Even we get confused about what Jesus is saying. Many of us have heard this verse, the truth will set you free. Institutions and organizations have taken that verse and have used it. I think especially of education. The truth will set you free. Now, education is awesome and knowledge is important, but this is much greater. The truth that Jesus is speaking of is eternal. So Jesus lays it out. He says, I tell you the truth, everyone who sins is a slave of sin. Jesus is making a contrast between slavery and freedom. Everyone who commits a sin is a slave to sin. But Jesus is speaking about much more than just the simple act of sinning. He's speaking about a condition. This sin condition, this underlying condition, it's something that's in all of our lives. We're born into it, and it's something that we can't undo. But we don't want to hear that. The Jews who believed in him, they didn't want to hear what Jesus was saying. And you and I, so often, we don't want anyone else to tell us about ourselves. You can't tell me what's wrong with me. I'm free. Oh, I'm not like that, Pastor. I'm not like you. I'm not like that other person. So too often we reject the truth about ourselves. So do you believe you're free this morning? John writes in 1 John 1:8, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Too often we convince ourselves that nothing is wrong. We'll be fine. We're going to make it. We just have to press on and try and do better. But freedom is more than a feeling. It's more than a belief. It's more than a word. Freedom is a way of life. Freedom is a position. It's an inheritance. It's a gift. And if we fail to recognize our condition, the truth is not in us. But again, Jesus is speaking to those who have already believed. Jesus continues. He says, a slave is not a permanent member of the family, but a son, a daughter, remains forever. This is not something that we can just decide if I'm going to be slave or free. We cannot liberate ourselves. We need a liberator. Someone who can set us free. So who can set us free from our sin? If the Son sets you free, you are truly free. I said, if the Son sets you free, you are truly free. Someone should say amen. It really is all about Jesus. See, back in verse 25, the people had asked Jesus who he was. And he responded to them, I am who I said I am. Jesus has been telling everyone since the very beginning, like, come on, people, I've already told you who I am. Have you not seen enough? Have you not heard me speak these words? But just listening is powerless until you believe. You have to decide what you will do with Jesus. John, at the beginning of this gospel in chapter 1, is telling the story of John the Baptist and Jesus. And in verse 10, he says of Jesus, he came into the very world he created, but the world didn't recognize him. He came to his own people, And even they rejected him. But to all who believed in him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God. They are reborn. Not with a physical birth resulting from human passion or plan, but a birth that comes from God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. This is his Son Jesus. Have you seen him? Do you know him this morning? If not, freedom can come because Jesus is here. And if Jesus is here, then grace and truth are here. You can be set free today because Jesus is here. He's the one that can set us free. He is the only one that can break those chains. And here's the thing about chains. Some chains are very loud and noticeable. So noticeable that we can see the chains that are holding one another in bondage. But there are other chains that almost become comfortable because we've had them so long. And we've pushed it down for so long. And we've hid it for so long. Jesus can break every chain to set you free this morning. He's the one that can raise dead to life. So don't reject him. Don't turn away from him. Receive his mercy and grace. Be free today. Find freedom through Jesus. And when you find that freedom, live in that freedom. If you believe in Jesus this morning, then you have no need. You have no need to go back into a life of sin and slavery. There's no need. The Word, the one who's full of grace and truth, can be in us now. If we believe in him and ask him, he can come and dwell within us. We have no need to go back to a life of sin and death. We saw last week in Paul's letter to the Romans that nothing can separate us from the love that he has for us. Jesus is the truth this morning. And knowing him, knowing the truth, knowing Jesus will set you free. Jesus himself came and he said, I have come to set the captives free. Jesus knew his mission, his calling. So do we understand what Jesus has done for us? Do we understand what he's calling us into? We are to live as people who are free, not using our freedom as a cover-up, not using our freedom to go back, but to live as people who are free, serving the Lord. Paul writes in Galatians 5, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. Can you say this morning that Jesus has set you free? Do you feel free this morning? Paul writes in Galatians 2:20 of his own experience, it's no longer I that live, but Christ that lives in me. Can you say that this morning? And if not, then why? Because that's what God wants for you. He wants to live within you. He wants to be your source of life. Are you living from that place of dependence? Are you in that kind of relationship with the living God? Are you a part of the family of God? Does he call you son or daughter this morning? Is your life characterized by freedom? Because living from Christ is the place of freedom. There is a way to live that we are all in, that we are all his, and he is all ours. We can be set free this morning from the striving and the doing. And I might be the only one that struggles in that area. I doubt it. All of us, if we're not careful, we try to move out and step out, move forward in our own understanding, our own abilities. But we can be set free from that. That burden and that anxiety can be taken off of us. We can live with true peace in our hearts today. Honestly, it's the only way to live from the place of freedom. It's the place of freedom that everything else flows. Life and peace and understanding begin to flow in us and through us. But we have to open our minds to the Lord, to know Him. We have to open our hearts to the Lord to receive Him. And we have to allow the Lord to lead us into the truth of who He is. Can't be me. Can't be my words. It can't be my passion, my experience. I can tell you about it. But the Holy Spirit is the one that must lead you in revelation to see that Jesus is, in fact, who He said He is. This is why Jesus came. In John chapter 3, verse 17, God sent His Son into the world not to judge the world, but to save the world through Him. There is no judgment against anyone who believes in Him. Do you know that this morning? There is no judgment against anyone who believes in Him. Oh my goodness, some of you are living in bondage and you don't have to. There is no judgment against you if you believe in Him this morning. But anyone who does not believe in Him has already been judged for not believing in God's one and only Son. And the judgment is based on this fact. You see, God's light came into the world, but people loved the darkness more than the light, for their actions were evil. All who do evil hate the light, refuse to go near it, for fear their sins will be exposed. But those who do what is right come to the light so others can see that they are doing what God wants. Man, if you're afraid this morning of being found out, let me just say, it's too late. God already knows. But don't be afraid this morning. Man, if there's a sin in my life, I want it to be revealed and made known so that it can be taken care of, because Jesus died for our sins. I don't have to live any longer in bondage. So if there's sin in our lives, let us open ourselves to the Lord. Jesus Himself says in John 5, I tell you the truth. Those who listen to my message and believe in God who sent me have eternal life. They will never be condemned for their sins, but they have already passed from death into life. Can it be that easy this morning? I believe it is that easy this morning. And unfortunately, we are the ones who put conditions and we add on to what Jesus has said, but this morning we're going to His Word, what He has said to us, those who believe in Him have already passed from death to life. Have you experienced that kind of life? Are you alive this morning? Listen, the past has held you long enough. And if you're in the midst of a struggle, a battle right now with sin, temptation, if you're in the midst of a struggle, you know the past has held you long enough. And if you're honest with yourself and honest before God, you are ready to be done with that struggle. Because deep down, you know that pain. But Jesus is drawing you now. The day of liberation has come. There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, Romans 8 from last week. There is no condemnation. Have you been set free like that this morning? So you may find yourself somewhere in this spectrum. Some of you have believed in Jesus. You are like those who are listening to Jesus as he spoke to them. You believed in him and you've been set free, but have you truly believed and trusted him with all that you are? Have you uncovered yourself? Have you unburdened yourself and allowed him to cleanse you white as snow? To be made new. If it's happened in your life, then you're like the rocks and the mountains and all of creation. You can hardly help but sing because something's changed. And it's him. If you don't have that kind of freedom this morning, then Jesus is ready and waiting for you. He has done the work. We can't accomplish it on our own. He has already done the work. It's been finished on the cross through his son Jesus. And not only that, but death has been overcome through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So I'm going to give us a moment to pray together. A moment to pray, to allow God and the Holy Spirit to speak to us and to search our hearts. I'm guessing he's already spoken to you. But this is this moment when we can respond. We can ask ourselves, am I free or not? And if you're not, then give up the struggle and the fight and allow him to come in. So let us quiet ourselves and pray together. Before we're invited to his table, let us pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you. Lord, I thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your son, Jesus, and the words that he has spoken to us, Lord. Help us this morning, Lord, not to lean on our own understanding. Help us, Lord, set us free from the striving and the struggle. Help us not to live by just our own experience, but to live by your word. Help us to be worshipers this morning, worshiping you in spirit and in truth. So, Father, this morning, if there is someone who is struggling, oh, Lord, and we've all been there, we've all sinned and fallen short, but if there is someone who's struggling, who doesn't have that freedom, that peace that passes all understanding, Lord, in this moment, Lord, we come into your presence. We repent of our sins, Lord, in your presence. We believe, Jesus, that you are Lord of all. So enter into your church, Lord. Enter into our lives. Cleanse us from sin. Set us free, Lord. For your glory, Lord. I pray right now, Lord, that the struggle would be over and done, finished. Right now, that those chains would fall off in Jesus' name. It's too important to keep fighting and struggling in sin, Lord. So in Jesus' name, set us free, Lord. We believe that you are Lord. We believe, Lord, you're worthy. We entrust our lives to you. And we thank you this morning, Lord, that you've invited us to come to your table to partake in this meal. Not only do you call us by our name, but you call us son and daughter. So in a few moments when we come, Lord, we're going to come with peace in our hearts and thankfulness for the freedom that we found in Jesus Christ. So have your way, Lord. For your glory, we ask and pray in Jesus' name.